why are you here today?
I have, my eldest was damaged by vaccinations, which the doctors all denied, but I'm her mother. I know that within 24 hours you don't suddenly become so ill and your personality and character change. And my children have the rights to be protected, and vaccinations haven't been proven to be safe. And I've got, as a homeopath, I've treated so many children where the parents always say they've not been well since vaccination. Eczema, asthma, changes in temperaments, not being able to sleep, bedwetting, moodiness, and so it goes on. And I think my own immune system's been damaged because I've had so many vaccinations over the years. And now I've also had meningitis, having had a meningitis jab. It hasn't been tested, it hasn't been proven. It contains, I don't want the DNA of other animals and the viral particulates that the vaccines will always pick up when they're cultured, going into my bloodstream or my children's bloodstream. I don't want the squalene, which I know can cause arthritis, going into my bloodstream and other foreign substances. And also, quite frankly, flu is flu. Get plenty of vitamin D, good diet, good exercise, and look after yourself, rest, drink plenty of fluid.
It's truth. Why should we be vaccinating ourselves when our mind and our body should heal ourselves? We are our own doctors. Blessing, one love. Thank you.
I don't want to talk shy.
Yes.
You look like you know something that we don't know.
All the animals, like the rats that they've used this vaccination against, they've all died. You've not heard that one, have you? Well, something that's new.
Yes, no vaccination to the nation. Vaccination got all types of metal and viruses in.
And salvation is discrimination. We shouldn't be allowed to.
And the government, Parliament House.
Why are you here today?
I'm half Czech, and like a few months ago, there was a really bad thing in Czech Republic where they sent over a normal flu vaccine, which happened to be contaminated with bird flu, which was a massive uproar in Czech Republic. But the company that did it, Baxter, said it was an accident. And my dad's a professor of pharmacy, and he says it doesn't happen. The swine flu, I think it's to do with that, and the people that are actually making the swine flu vaccine are Baxter, which are the same incompetent people that accidentally, apparently, infected all these things in Czech Republic.
Well, I don't think anything should be mandatory. I think everybody should have freedom of choice.
But who said it was going to be mandatory?
Well, they've just made it mandatory in Greece.
They're going to make it mandatory. They bought all this stuff anyway. They're not going to buy it all and not use it.
Why don't you want one? Because
I just found out and it's got all sorts of poisons.
It's got metals.
And the government don't tell us about it, that's why.
Churchill, Winston Churchill.
How are you? What do you think he would say about all this?
I think he would be absolutely horrified.
That we have to be for... Do you think it's going to be a mandatory vaccination?
I don't think we're going to let them get away with it, actually.
It's got all kinds of viruses, it's got metal, it's got mercury, it's got monkey balls.
Is that right?
No, you might have to edit that bit.
Sorry for my language.
That's alright. Why do you think it's going to kill you?
Because it's got
all types of poisons, and poisons can go to diseases, and it will distract your body, and then your body will
become
bigger and bigger
until
you die.
Swine flu has been around for years, it's not a new thing.
All right, God, you know more than I do.
Well, if you see the latest report, Helena Burgermeister is actually suing, she's laid a claim with the FBI against the World Health Organization. She says it's made up in the laboratory.
Do you know anything else about it?
Well, if it's made up in the laboratory and it's full of these preservatives, which it is.
I don't know, I took the rabies, took it, everything. Tetanus, typhoid. Oh no!
That's one of the things.
Is it? Oh no. Maybe I can get out of my system.
This is the trouble with it though, it's lays latent in the body. The toxic preservatives actually lay in your cells in the body. And so if you don't get something right away, you might in later life. Allergies, etc. Truly. Join Vaccination Awareness Network. I think if all of us said no, then the drug companies would go to the wall.
All the acts they pass here, they can only be given the force of law with your consent.
So
if
I don't have
to. Your consent, none of it counts. You are a sovereign. This is a sovereign nation.
So I don't have to have the vaccine then?
Only if you agree to be the personality that was created when your birth was registered.
Red Evidence! I don't want your DNA! What's your like? It's for free! For free!
Not paying for it.
If you have one of these, it'll make it easier to get your national ID card. It's yours if you don't want it. It's yours no matter whether you want it or not. It's going in you.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
because
that's a different beat. Me and Ali, we don't want the vaccination, discrimination, segregation.
I can't believe you just did that. What do you do? Hug a policeman?
Maybe later I'll give him a hug.
It's been more or less like a normal flu, if not milder. So it seems to me that the risks outweigh the benefits. And we also need to do a bit more research as to how this whole virus has come about. So there's an Austrian journalist, I suppose you've heard
of. Ladies and gentlemen of the London Duck Tours bus, how many of you, can I get a show of hands please, how many of you will take a swine flu vaccine?
They seem to have an agenda where they really, really desperately want us to get vaccinated as well. And it makes no logical sense.
Why do you think that is?
Why do I think they want to vaccinate us? Well, there's two theories going out there. One of them is beyond doubt. They want the big business and big government are in bed together, and they're going to make a lot of money selling to America 300 million vaccines, selling to Britain 70 million vaccines. A lot of money to be made, big pharma. The second theory is the eugenics movement has never died. It's been assimilated into popular science and the governments of Britain, America, Israel, any other country. And because we aren't going to war in great numbers, they want to use an immunocontraceptive or just an outright poison to lower the world's population. Philip came out in an interview when asked about his philosophies. He goes, in my next life, I want to come back as a virus and kill as many people as possible. He said that on the public record. Prince Philip, don't believe me, look it up on Google.
I think that we shouldn't, the council should stop making people have vaccinations and if they agree to it. And they shouldn't really agree to it because it can make you terribly sick.
Tell everybody what happened to our son. He was a healthy 18-month-old boy doing well, growing, formed well, nothing wrong with him. You know, even the doctors say he was well-formed, healthy little boy. And he died 10 days after his vaccine. They found nothing for him to die of natural causes. So we're here just to tell everybody that, you know, be careful of these vaccines.
My sister works in a clinic in Canada. She took a straw poll of 9 doctors. None of them said that they would take the vaccine. Mm. Ding, ding, alarm bells. As well as they're using this agent to make it go further. And that's the stuff that causes Gulf War syndrome.
And this, now, this vaccination has a chip. This is the chip that they wanted all human beings to have, which they can track us all down, know what we're doing. We have no freedom. The Earth, Mother Earth is here for us, and everyone should be free.
Don't take the swine flu jab. To do so would just be mad. Do you know what it contains? You don't want this in your veins. They're treating you like a lab rat, and so it's being fast-tracked. This is a sheer disgrace, this time with the human race.